It's time for another WNCW Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm Paul Foster. Just around the corner, the annual Tryon International Film Festival, October the 5th through 7th this year. Over 70 films will show on the big screen at six separate venues during the 2.5-day event. Joining us and a representative of the film festival is Kirk Goldwitzer. Kirk, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Hey, it's great to talk to you again and about the Tryon International Film Festival. It's year number four for you guys, the growing festival for Western North Carolina. What would you say that you and the Film Fest as a whole has maybe learned along the way in going into this year's festival so far?
Well, it's really been a learning experience probably for all of us putting this festival together. And as the community and the region that surrounds us, they're now really beginning to understand exactly what a film festival is and how it fits into the film production industry worldwide. So that's exciting. So we're learning a whole lot more about how to run these things and how to get good quality films. And plus, we're noticing that people around the world are beginning to notice us, which is good, and they're coming to us, which is great.
Fantastic news as you guys continue to build and go through the process. What genre of films will be featured at the Tryon International Film Festival?
This year is different than last year. Last year we had a whole lot of documentary shorts and full length. This year we're having a lot more dramatic films, long and short, from around the world. Some are a little different. Some of the documentaries are almost story-like in itself. We have our equestrian films, of course, that are going to be brought in by the Equus Film Festival out of New York, which is exciting. And a lot of those are documentaries as well. But as far as the films that we've got in place, you know, we've got a lot of dramatic films from around the world, and they're mixed.
Well, let's go ahead and let you share a couple of those films, the ones that you would highly recommend. At the same time, we know we can't get into all of them, and there'll be something for everybody and certainly a wide variety, to say the least. But go ahead and mention at least a couple that come to mind.
The biggest thing that we've got going on that we really want to get the word out is our Friday night reception, which is October 5th, Tryon Fine Arts Center in Tryon. And that film is going to be Life in the Doghouse, which is made by a filmmaker named Ron Davis, who did Harry and Snowman. But that's the story of two guys that live in Georgia, Danny Robertshaw and Ron Danta, who are equestrian eventers and trainers that are well-known in this area anyway, but it tells a story about them doing dog rescue, and it's a really, really cool film. The unique thing about them is that they bring all the dogs that they rescue actually live in the same house with them, which sounds pretty amazing. That's a real cool film, and those filmmakers are coming in. On Saturday night, the special screening that we have is called The Tale, which stars Laura Dern. Laura Dern is really climbing. She's doing really good right now. That's a very cool film in itself. And then we've got 70 plus films this year in competition from around the world, from all over the place, from Iran to Germany to France, and a lot from the United States. And all those filmmakers are coming in. Many of them, let's put it that way.
Not only do you get a chance to see these unique films and how they are presented in these foreign countries, but also that many of the filmmakers will be there to talk to as well. That's a great experience that us filmgoers won't get very often, to say the least. This is the Friday Feature from WNCW. We're discussing the Tryon International Film Festival coming up in early October with Kirk Goldwitzer. Kirk, outside of the long list of films, and we were just talking about some of those, what else will be going on with the festival? I know you've already mentioned the gala, but give us more details about that and some of the breakout sessions, et cetera.
Well, one of the most exciting things that we've got going on this year is many in our region remember American Epic, which we had at our film festival in 2016, and that was really a great event. And then that was on PBS multiple times. But we're bringing those filmmakers, Allison McGordy and Bernard McMahon, in again. They're judges in our festival this year over the documentary competition. But we're going to be having a breakout session with them on stage, and that's going to be the Making of American Epic, which I think is amazing to bring those two filmmakers, which some say that particular film was one of the best music documentaries of our time, at least. And so we'll have them on stage, and people will be able to talk to them about how they made that wonderful film and the documentary itself, which is an amazing feat that was produced by Robert Redford, T-Bone Burnett, and Jack White.
And another thing I wouldn't mind you painting the picture of, so many of our listeners, especially those in Western North Carolina, but maybe on up in the high country, Charlotte, even on the internet that may be some distance away from where we're located, hopefully they've had the chance to visit there in Polk County and Tryon. Of course, there's a lot of visitors there at this very moment for the big World Equestrian event. There's something special about being on those streets in Tryon, and just give people an idea when they come to the venues where you guys will have the Tryon International Film Festival, just what that setting and community is all about.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because Tryon is a super magical town, and we as a film festival, we don't take up one building, but we're in actual seven buildings, including the Holy Cross Episcopal Church, which we're going to be doing the Sacred Sound and a live performance in. But Tryon rolls everything out. We're going to have bands, live bands outside on the Main Street, which is Trade Street, and all the stores are going to be open. Everybody's going to be welcoming everybody. Well, McGordy's is going to be a main place to stop and enjoy a nice cold beer, and it's just really cool. We have banners going down the streets and going across the roads. The whole town just opens up and activates for our film festival, and it's getting better and better every year. It's not like just a single building or a theater. This is the entire town turns into a film festival, which is a spectacle.
Put it on your calendar, ladies and gentlemen, October 5th through the 7th, the 4th annual Tryon International Film Festival. Kirk, before we let you get away, if someone wanted to find out more, read a synopsis on the film and so forth, how could they find out more about you guys?
They can certainly go to our website, which is tryoninternationalfilmfestival.com, or they can check out tryonart.org, which is where all the tickets are basically going to be centered at, which is the Tryon Fine Arts Center in Tryon, of course.
Kirk Goldwitzer of the annual Tryon International Film Festival, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
The Friday feature from WNCW, also available as a podcast online at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.